7335. I got your request to talk. How can I help?
I had an 88 guy in a wheelchair come up to the bus with a cigarette. I told him to put a cigarette out. He started screaming at me. You can hear him screaming at me now. And I told him to put a cigarette out. He can't be that close to the bus with a cigarette on. He just kept screaming at me. And I turned around and started the vehicle, and he kept screaming at me. Now, he gets on the bus and starts calling me dickheads and stuff like that. I don't want to transport him.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah, typically when somebody is outside screaming, breach of policy does not need to let him on. Okay, is he refused to leave?
I haven't told him to get off yet because I wanted to call you guys and let you know.
Yeah, regardless of, you know, any sort of ADA issue, he, you know, he needs to behave himself or he can't write. Go ahead and ask him to leave, or you will not be leaving, and you will have a supervisor or police come help him off.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just let me know what happens. I'll stay on the line as long as it'll stay open. So you can just pick the phone back up, and I should still be on. All right, 7335. Is he responding off?
Yeah, he got off and just told me he's going to report me and stuff. So, but I don't care because he's screaming, calling me a dickhead. So I just didn't want to listen to it.
Perfectly understandable. You know, regardless of any sort of disability, you know, first and foremost, they need to mind their manners and, you know, just follow the rules of the bus. So, yeah, you did right. And, you know, customer service wants to look into it. Time is 14:41, and you should be good. I hope you have a better day.
Thank you. I just about ready to hit the thank you button when you call back, but thank you.
You're very welcome. You take care. 14:41.